I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. One of the solutions to the corporate accounting scandals over the last few years was to force companies to issue accurate financial statements. So are they doing that? Apparently, not all companies are. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
First of all, which companies are having to restate or correct their financial statements, and how big are those changes?
Well, it's all across the board, tech, medicine, telecom. Let's see, the most recent earnings restatements have come from Bristol-Myers Squibb, Veritas Software, Nortel Networks put two of its top financial officers on paid leave while it takes another look at its numbers. EchoStar, El Paso, the energy corporation, mortgage giant Freddie Mac. And, of course, we had the final restatement of WorldCom's numbers last week, $11 billion. Some of these companies are in midst of an SEC review like EchoStar, and they're kind of delaying their numbers to deal with potential problems. Others have just kind of found mistakes on their own.
Now, weren't there a bunch of new laws that were supposed to prevent these restatements?
Yeah, there sure were, not least of which was the Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act, which was passed about a year and a half ago now. That laid out some pretty stiff penalties for bad accounting and for executives not signing off on the numbers before they're released. But Hugh Johnson, an economist with First Albany, points out there are different levels of restatements.
Some of them are very serious and some of them are less serious. But it's very clear that it's really in response to the kind of a new world that we live in. And that's basically that companies are now required to become very, very careful on the accuracy, the credibility of the sales and earnings and other information that they report.
And Madeline, apparently that's very hard to do. So when these companies do go back and review the numbers that they've released, it's often the case that they find that they've done something wrong. Maybe not intentionally, but something is wrong. They're required to correct it. And that's when we get these restatements, no matter what kind of laws are out there.
So should investors be concerned that some of these companies might be the next Enron?
It's not real likely right now that companies would try to mislead investors intentionally, and I don't think they're trying to. You never know, but right now is really not a good time to try it. But if a company starts to, for example, have poor sales or poor earnings results, there might be a temptation to cross the line or at least find ways to move it. But eventually, as we've seen, somebody is going to catch them. And bear in mind that this spate of restatements is part of a long line of them that we've seen ever since the Corporate Reform Acts took effect, and we're probably going to keep seeing them. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, in this age of obesity fears, we're looking at how fitness clubs are trying to branch out into the teeny bopper market.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
My pleasure.